bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today we're going to be talking about the great gift that we have been given of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, my friends, which is such an important topic in the WINGS program and the prison work that we have done over the years have really opened my eyes as to some of the great challenges we have in working with men and helping them to see the value of an unborn child, the value of a baby that they have taken part in creating and have really not been as responsible as you would want them to be as men who are now fathers. And we have had men with 27 children in our program. We have had men who have more than 10 children with 8 different women. We have had men who have paid for abortions, who have had as many as 7 abortions, you know, and sometimes they have had 2 girlfriends concurrently who were pregnant, and the girlfriends went out and had abortions on their own without the men knowing about it. So this is an important topic, and today we celebrate the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which is the great case built on lies that allowed abortion to become legal since 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court said that human offspring are not persons before birth, and acknowledging the fact that the unborn child within a mother's womb is not a person before birth, hence making it legal to have an abortion in the United States of America. And this weekend, this Monday, we have Independence Day coming up, and you know, this is an important time for us as a nation to truly celebrate the gift of the efforts that have been put forth by the laborers in the vineyard, the laborers out there who have gotten the job done week in and week out, day in and day out for the last 50 years, the people who have fought against abortion, who have fought for the right to life, all of those people who are residents of our community here in Pennsylvania and throughout the world, the people who have fought for life. We acknowledge the great effort they have made, and that includes the people right here at Holy Spirit Radio who have fought for life for many, many years. And I know for myself, coming on Bill Miller's program in 1999, Voices for the Unborn, we discussed those kinds of things that are related to the unborn child, family life, and more. But, you know, we have great advocates for life right here at the station who have touched the hearts and minds of other people, who have educated and motivated other people to do the right thing when it comes to the unborn child, and helping people to understand the issue, which is sometimes misunderstood, because the people who are fighting for choice very often will confuse the minds of other people and help them to believe that this is an issue of choice and not an issue of life. And God says a couple of things in the Word of God. He said, number one, do not kill. And we know from statistical information that, since 1973, over 63 million abortions have taken place here in the United States. 63 million unborn babies have been killed. And we know that each and every year, more than 50 million abortions have taken place worldwide every year, if you can imagine the destructive nature of abortion and how it has an impact on the lives of other people, both married and unmarried people. And just to give you a little information, my friends, in the year 2020, 930,160 abortions took place here in the United States. And in 2017, we had 862,320 abortions. 2014, 926,240 abortions. 2011, 1 million abortions. 2008, 1.2 million abortions. And the same for 2005. 2002, 1.3 million abortions. And in the year 2000, 1.3 million abortions. Just to give you an idea of how many unborn babies have been taken over the years, more than 63 million since 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court made abortion legal. And in 1976, the same U.S. Supreme Court said that minor daughters can have an abortion without their parents' consent. And I want you to think about the logic and the impact that illogical philosophy has on the lives of young people when a minor daughter, my daughter, your daughter, granddaughter, age 13, 14, 15, at that time, could have had an abortion without their parents' knowledge and consent. And when we know that in a school that a young girl cannot take aspirin unless she has a parent's consent, she cannot drive until she's age 17, cannot vote until age 18, and today cannot drink alcohol until age 21. But still, a young woman could have an abortion without the parent's consent. And today we have parental consent laws, but with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we have been given the great gift to inspire us to go further, to inspire us to do more, to become more activated, more motivated, and to engage in those arguments, those legal arguments that are taking away the God-given real estate that we need to get returned back to us once again. Those things like abortion and partial birth abortion, same-sex marriage, the embryonic stem cell research, those euthanasia, these topics are things that for years we have fought against here at Holy Spirit Radio. We have fought for life and family life. And dedicated to this with like-minded people throughout the world, throughout the United States. And so we acknowledge the work that has to be done. And this weekend's reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12, says this, behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. And the Lord says, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. So the Lord tells us that nothing will harm us, my friends, that he has given us the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And this is where we are in this fight for life, the fight for family life, traditional marriage and family life between one man and one woman. This is where we are in that fight for against euthanasia, putting great value on life, and also on the traditional marriage and family life, which is so important. And God calls us to build up his kingdom. Are we doing that? Are we part of building up God's kingdom, or are we not? And there are four things, my friends, that really are opposed to God's kingdom, four things that don't produce life that are so important. And the first thing we want to just mention is abortion. Once again, the taking of the life of the unborn child, which has now been overturned by the Supreme Court, and it will be up to the states to make those decisions and those laws that are put into place to protect life, to defend life, and to foster great growth and development in family life itself. But without children, where will we be 100 years from today without the production of children? And once again, there are four things that are opposed to the production of life. Number one, abortion. Number two, contraception. Number three, divorce. And number four, same-sex marriage. All of these do not foster the growth and development of family life. They work against it. They're opposed to the production of children. And so anything we can do to follow God's laws, God's ways, he says that a man shall leave his mother and father and join his wife, and the two become one flesh, and to be fruitful and multiply. In other areas, the Lord says, let the children come. Do not prevent the children from coming. And this is where we have to once again acknowledge God's word and reinsert God's word into the places that it has been removed by those serpents and scorpions who are enemies of Christ. Those people who are truly rooted in evil, they are really following a satanic profile and a satanic ideology and belief. And it's up to you and I, my friends, peacefully, lovingly, to educate and to motivate those people who are out there in positions of authority, like the President of the United States, U.S. Senators, U.S. Congressmen, the State Senate, State Congress, and other people in educational positions of authority, so that we can have a voice, once again, for the unborn child, a voice for traditional marriage and family life, a voice for adult stem cell research versus embryonic stem cell research, a voice against euthanasia. These are important topics that we need to continue to fight for. This is an election year. Who we put into office is very, very empowered to do the right thing for God or the wrong thing. He's either for God or against God. And think about it. She is either for life or against life. Who will you vote for this year in November, my friends? Think about it. God calls us to put good people in office who are standing up strong for the morals, values, ethics, and biblical principles that Jesus Christ has put forth before us. These same morals, values, ethics, and biblical principles that God our Father has designed to build up the kingdom of God. We can no longer sit back and wait. We have to be activated, motivated, educated, and prepared to go to the table strong, and to not sit back and wait and be, you know, disappointed because other people have made laws that are built on lies, like the law of abortion, which allowed the legalization of abortion, the Roe v. Wade case built on lies in 1973. And so I put that out to you today, my friends, because we need, you know, more laborers in the vineyard. We need more people to go out there and to help us in this fight for life and family life. And although that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, my friends, the laws in the states, okay, have to be, you know, perfected once again as well in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and many states, because there are still people there who want to, you know, put things back as they were on a federal level and who want things to continue in terms of legalization of abortion. So what can you and I do to help? And that's the, you know, the answer I want to give to you right now, is that you and I must help. We must be activated and educated, motivated to be part of this fight for life. And in the WINGS program, we've had many men who have once again been involved in abortions. But where do you stand on the issue? Is it important to you? What does God say about it? God says in Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet." So before we were born, God knew us. And he dedicated us to become prophets, to speak out for the things that are important to him. But if we don't know God, how can we serve God? If we don't love God, how can we serve God? One of our great objectives should be is to know God, love God, and to serve God. To know him through the word of God. To understand the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. To engage in the word of God regularly so that we can fall in love with God. And that God can help us through our lives as we adhere to what he says to do and not to do. As we apply the word of God into our own lives, our own family life, to our own children, to us first and foremost, so that we can live it out authentically versus hypocritically. And it's important, my friends, because if we don't help to build up the kingdom of God, others will tear it down. And that is so true. We have to do our part to get the message out. The Lord says once again that a man shall leave his mother and father and join his wife. And today we have, you know, people joining together of the same sex. We have same-sex marriage. 20 years ago, we were talking about this, and maybe one or two states had legalized same-sex marriage. And today it's the law of the land. It's a role model in a negative way for many, many millions of people, especially our children. We need to understand this clearly and put things back to the way they used to be. And God is the only judge. And we look at God's word, and what it talks about is that a man shall leave his mother and father to join his wife, and the two become one flesh. He created man and woman. And the book of Genesis confirms that. And he wants us to acknowledge this, to live it out, and to teach our children to do the same. What can you and I do to help to get those messages out? I know in the WINGS program, working in prisons and recovery homes for many years, this is a key objective for us, as family life is one of the top goals to succeed in. It's not just business, but we want to succeed in family as well. And so we go to the root, to the word of God, the rock, and to build our families, our homes, our lives, our businesses on the word of God, where we are lined up with what God says to do. And what he says not to do is avoided. This is the goal for us in the WINGS program, to help men to make changes and to get their lives reignited, started up on the right path versus the wrong path, to set the right goals versus the wrong goals. No longer are we striving for money, power, and prestige only. No longer are we valuing, you know, alcohol and drugs and sex and engaging in these things in the wrong ways and ending up in chaotic situations, chaos in our lives, tragic family life circumstances. Our goal in the WINGS program is to help men to teach their children the right way to go, to give them basic instructions before leaving Earth, as it says in the Bible, the great acronym for family life. Basic instructions. God gives us basic instructions. He calls for us to have a childlike faith. No one can come into heaven unless they have the faith of a child. Where is your faith today, my friends, you and I? Do we have too much ego or pride or territorialism? Is there jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, cynicism, anger, greed, pride, prejudice, or the super ego within our conversations? Or do we have humility amongst men, as God calls us to have? Humility amongst men to do the work that God calls us to do, to go forth peacefully, lovingly, in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, like people who went forward to do great things, like Martin Luther King Jr., who helped to overturn, you know, the great injustices that were done, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964 for his great work against segregation, an ugly thing that took place, like Roe v. Wade, legalizing abortion, an ugly thing, a satanic thing, an evil thing, where people taking the life of a human being who is growing within a mother's womb through all 9 months of pregnancy. Imagine. I remember getting involved with the pro-life movement many years ago and working on stage, so to speak, in many, many schools, more than 100 schools, under the domain of Voices for the Unborn, My Father's Vineyard, Pennsylvanians for Human Life as a speaker, and doing a lot of educational work. And there I saw many, many opportunities to educate the youth and to get the message out. And this is one of the great things that we still have to do to make sure our children are going in the right direction. If we look back on the cases of Roe v. Wade and others that allowed the legalization of abortion, the legalization of same-sex marriage, these are opportunities, my friends, to go to work and to work hard. And I have to thank God right now for the opportunity for many years now, working as an activist in the life movement to build and foster family life, to lead our children in the right way that they should go. Because God's word says, do not mislead the children. Anyone who misleads the children, it will be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and to be thrown into the ocean. Because God doesn't like that. He doesn't. And we're all children. And there are people out there who are misleading us, who strive every day to mislead us with lies and to deceive our children. What can you and I do, my friends? This is an election year. Number one, we can put good people into office who are like-minded, who want to help our kids to live a good life and to protect life, to defend life, to protect marriage between a man and a woman, to protect our senior citizens from losing value as people, as human beings. Hence, we have euthanasia, okay? And so there's no time like the present to get involved and to make ourselves known. I remember back in 2004 running for U.S. Congress in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and standing up strong for the family life, pro-life movement, standing up strong for the morals, values, ethics, and biblical principles for our Lord Jesus Christ. And back then, you know, in 2004, there were 1.2 to 1.3 million abortions in that year. So the work continues. And as we go forth, you know, as citizens with the right to vote, protecting our freedoms with the right to life, the right to family life, the freedom to voice our opinions, we have opportunity today to ensure the lives of other people, the lives of our children, the lives of the unborn. There are many, many topics to highlight, and this is a important thing. It's called activism. So to activate ourselves in a lovingly educated way and to be on board with the like-minded people who are out there doing the job year in and year out. And I want to take a moment to just thank those people who have come through Holy Spirit Radio, who have done the job, whose families have been committed. And there are so many of them, you know, to mention. We just want to group them all in one statement and say thank God for all of the people who have come through Holy Spirit Radio since March 19th, 1999, who have been part of the effort to overturn Roe v. Wade and to be a voice for the unborn child and for family life and for those issues that are important to our Father in Heaven and to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that work will continue here at Holy Spirit Radio, as we are called to stand up strong for the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we are called to do the right thing for all people. That's our show for today, my friends. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio in our program, Finding God in Prison. God bless.